foreclosure by the numbers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The first 3 months of this year, one out of every 200 households received a notice of default, auction sale, or bank repossession. The firm Realty Track came out with the statistics this morning. Foreclosures climbed 23% in the first quarter. They doubled from a year ago, and they increased almost everywhere in 46 states and most major cities. Many observers think we haven't even seen the peak of foreclosure activity yet. But despite the doom and gloom, the stock markets seem to be holding their own. There were mostly gains in Asia today. Shares in Hong Kong and Tokyo finished up a fraction. European shares are mixed so far. Same story on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow fell 20 points to 12,871. The S&P 500 lost a point, but the Nasdaq gained a point to 2424. Today, the Federal Reserve kicks off a two-day meeting. Tomorrow, the Fed will decide whether to drop interest rates once again. Perhaps the economy could use another cut. But then again, oil's at $120 a barrel, food prices are sky high, inflation is a big concern. More now from Nancy Marshall Genzer.
The Fed has been trying to keep the inflation monster at bay since it started cutting interest rates last September. Inflation loves falling rates. When they're low, more people borrow, and it's hard not to spend that easy money. Demand for stuff goes up, and so do prices. Now, former Fed economist Doug Elmendorf says the Fed is walking a fine line because the inflation monster is already stirring.
Oil prices and gasoline prices have increased more than people expected a few months ago.
So is the Fed worried enough about inflation to stop cutting rates? Probably not, although we do seem to be at a tipping point. Morris Davis is also a former Fed economist. He expects one more rate cut, and then...
Unless there's some really, really bad and unexpected economic news, there probably won't be any change in the interest rates for at least 6 months.
Concerns were raised about inflation at the Fed's March meeting, but the Fed went ahead with an interest rate cut anyway. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Gas prices are keeping some people away from buying SUVs and pickup trucks, and that's costing other people their jobs. GM says it'll lay off about 3,500 workers at four factories. The carmaker says it'll produce about 140,000 fewer SUVs and pickups this year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs. AAFP.org/value. By Grant Thornton, serving their audit, tax, and advisory clients worldwide with people who love what they do. Online at grantthornton.com. And by Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way.
Got a question for you. Would you like your job better or worse if you couldn't gossip at the office? I'm just curious because one Chicago company has banned gossip. Stacey Vanek Smith has our story.
Anyone who has ever camped out at the water cooler to get the latest knows that office gossip is one of the great American pastimes. But it's all fun and games until it's about you. Take the reaction of boss David Brent on the BBC's The Office.
They've given you a nickname.
What is it?
Well, I don't really
know. Come on. What is it?
Bluto.
The villain from Popeye. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Don't go on. They know it's me that told you.
To avoid these kinds of situations, Sam Chapman banned gossip at his company Empower Public Relations. Three repeat offenders actually lost their jobs. After that, Chapman says, it was easy to get everybody to clam up.
There's nothing like a good old-fashioned firing to change people's attitudes.
Chapman claims gossip was interfering with productivity. That happens at a lot of offices, says workplace consultant Sandra Crow, author of Since Strangling Isn't an Option.
People feel like they can't trust each other. You know, this person's talking about me. Then morale usually slips.
Still, Crow says outlying gossip could backfire.
Whenever you ban something, people have a resentment. And so what you often get are these retaliations that come up.
And what about the Big Brother aspect?
It's any employer's right to expect that you treat each other professionally and putting some more intelligible boundaries around what professional behavior is all that I'm doing.
Chapman says a ban on gossip also means addressing things people gossip about, like salaries. They're transparent at his company. And if people aren't allowed to talk behind your back, you'd better be available to talk face-to-face. So Chapman makes time to talk with workers about their concerns. As far as day-to-day enforcement, Chapman largely relies on employees to rat each other out. And when they do?
I run, yell, and tell, just like they tell kids at school. I invite the person who gossiped to go clean it up. And then I follow behind them and clean it up myself.
Chapman says teamwork has never been better and Empower is landing bigger clients. He can rest easier, too. Chapman says the ban began after he heard gossip about himself. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Yesterday, you'll remember, we talked about BS in the workplace. And in making a point, our guest said no one in the history of the world had washed a rental car. Well, listener Brad Brooks Rubin in Tacoma Park, Maryland, wrote in to correct that statement.
I was on this 10,000-mile road trip. I had a white rental car, and the car was just painful to look at after a while. It was just covered in dirt and dead bugs and all kinds of other stuff. And something came over me, and I just decided that it was the right thing to do to get the car washed.
And I understand at your wedding, your best man brought this up?
He did. He was with me. He was probably the chief person who teased and jabbed me about having done this, and he decided that nothing would bring the house down more during my toast than to raise the fact that I was probably the first person in the history of the world to get a rental car washed.
Well, you know what, Brad? That probably says a lot of good things about you.
I hope so.
All right, Brad. Thanks for joining us.
Sure.
You can find Brad's story at the Marketplace Confessional online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.